Samuel chapter 14. But the king said, "He must go to his own house. He must not see my face." So Absalom went to his house and did not see the face of the king. 2 Samuel 14:24. The man who says he's willing to meet you halfway is usually a poor judge of distance. Joab convinced David to allow Absalom to return from 3 years of exile at his maternal grandfather's house. But once back in Jerusalem, David refused to see him for another 2 years. Before judging David too harshly, we should acknowledge that even in the 21st century, there are siblings who don't speak to each other, or children estranged from their parents over conflicts far less severe than those caused by Absalom. David let Absalom return physically to the city, but kept him far from his heart. 5 years passed without a word between them. Half forgiveness is not forgiveness at all. Nelson Mandela once said, "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." The Apostle Paul exhorts us, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Ephesians 4:32. Maybe you also need to look back and look within. Do you need to forgive someone? Do you need to ask for forgiveness? Don't postpone freedom for your soul. Do it today. Forgiveness is the fragrance the violence sheds on the heel that has crushed it.